finding balance between being fake versus being real. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a spoiler alert and just say that the conclusion of this, just to give it away, the conclusion of this is awareness of and owning your intentions. It really comes down to having keen awareness of and owning your intentions. Balancing between being fake and being real. A lot of times we're dealing with different people, different situations. It might be from your job, being with your family, to being in a relationship, where we're, you know, trying to find that place of being ourselves, pleasing others, and just trying to find a way to make it all work. If you're a person that cares about making things work, and if you're a person that cares about, you know, harmony and that kind of thing, which most of us do, because most of us desire to live in a world where we are treated harmoniously, so we seek harmony with others. And so we have different perspectives of what that means and how we go about doing that. So what I'm talking about here is being fake versus being real. And when you're in situations where you're trying to figure out, like, whose needs to cater to, you know, you're thinking about your own needs, you're trying to be mindful of others. So the deal is to find balance in between. If you feel some kind of way when you get to work, you don't have to be an asshole, but you also don't have to fake the funk and act like everything is all right when it's not. You know, you don't have to give an overzealous, like, hey, I'm doing great, when you're, you can say, you know, I'm okay. You know, sometimes, you know, what are the reasons why we avoid being authentic at times? You know, we're worried about judgment a lot of times, you know. We're worried about other people's feelings, whether they will approve of what we're saying or not, whether they'll look at us in a favorable way or not. And especially if they have some kind of either heavy influence over us, or if we need them to like us for some reason, which I'll say more times than not, we actually don't need people to like us. We need people to respect us. You don't need people to like you. You need people to respect you. You need people to respect you, not like you. So, because that's the case, that to me, that's the whole deal. That's how you get to that raising your awareness of your intentions and owning your intentions. There's times when you'll do certain things because maybe you might take the hit now for, you know, a larger goal. And it might be something that makes sense. It might be something that's worthwhile as far as sacrificing. I mean, the truth of the matter is that at the end of the day, you're the one that decides whether the decisions that you make are actually worthwhile to you or not. You know, your feelings can change, your goals and perspectives can change. So you're the one that ultimately decides. But the main thing is, you don't want to do things like completely stuffing your feelings down just because of the fact that you don't want to hurt someone else's feelings. That is something important to talk about that we don't want to do. You know, there are times, you know, there was this analogy that I heard one time, and I thought it was a great analogy. Ever since, I've been using this analogy to really think about this subject or to sum it up. So there's a person that lives in a apartment that's on a floor that's under another apartment. So in the one that's overhead, there's a woman there who walks around with high heels, and the person below is bothered by the sound of her high heels walking on the floor. So the woman is he addresses the woman and asks her, you know, if it's possible for her to walk softly, or just what his issue is. So she tries to walk more softly, and he still has an issue. So then she tries to walk even more softly. Maybe she even takes off her shoes, and he still has an issue. And she does everything she can to try to, you know, oblige, to try to cater to what he's asking. But it never is enough to satisfy him. So in this situation, is it that the woman is not walking soft enough? Or is it that the other person, let's just say that it's another woman, let's say that the other woman, is it that she needs to, like, not complain because it's really not that bad? That's a hard thing to decide a lot of times because it's very subjective. Now, either person can try to compromise to the other. There has to come a point where somebody decides to either be the bigger person or, on the flip side, just completely dominate their will. Like, that's just how it works. So a lot of times, you know, in our regular everyday, day-to-day situations, you know, we're trying to figure out what that is. Whether we should completely look out for our own emotions and feelings and say, fuck everybody else, or whether we should take this one for the team and actually look out for someone else, even though we don't have to. You know, you're the ultimate judge of that. But the whole point of this is just to say that, you know, one of the things that you want to avoid is making a decision and portraying yourself like you feel one way when you feel completely the opposite without making it known. I think out of everything, that's probably the most detrimental and harmful. You know, it probably doesn't always go wrong, but it's probably the most harmful because ultimately it's not that you're compromising, like you're just being fake. You're just not being yourself. You're not being authentic. So the important point is to find that healthy balance. And to me, the balance is just being who you are, being mindful, but at the same time, not dismissing how you feel. So you don't have to go over the top to say you're doing over the top well when you aren't. And you don't have to sink down, you know, as low as you can go, like, and have people know your business in that way. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to have conversations with people. Sometimes that's the reason why you keep things, you know, away from them. And that's cool. But it's just finding that healthy balance. You know, it's just finding a healthy balance. I would say that the steps would be, you know, first just checking in with yourself to see how you feel. You know, like, how am I feeling right now? Am I totally feeling like the way that I feel will it be acceptable? Or is it being accepted? You know, first of all, just how do I feel? How do I truly feel without anybody else's influence? You know, if I were at home right now feeling this way, what would that feel like? You know, and then after that, then from there, you know, the next step is like saying, okay, what are my non-negotiables is kind of how I like to put it. It's like, with how I feel, what do I absolutely need, or what do I need to be understood as far as my feelings or need to be honored? And what am I okay with as far as meeting someone else's needs, even if it, you know, means I have to sacrifice? That's a real question. You know, that would be like the second step. And then after you figure out your negotiables and non-negotiables, then from there, the third step would be actually putting it into action, being able to communicate or attempt to communicate authentically how you feel. If you know that there's some information that's way over the top that you don't have to give and it would like really impact the situation in a negative way and it's not really that serious, then don't give that information. If it's something that's absolutely vital to the overarching goals and that you have your best interest in mind and the other party's interest in mind, then, you know, you categorize that differently. So you just be your authentic self and you just let the chips fall where they may. If you feel upset, you can express that you're upset, but you don't have to scream. And I'll even say, and this is a biggie here, because this is something that I learned a few years ago. you have to deal with the contrasting energy the same way. So meaning, like, a lot of times we can coach ourselves with the negative, you know, or go that way. Like, don't let negative things bother you. Don't let being upset make you scream and yell. That's a good one. But what about the other side? Don't let being, you know, over the top happy make you do things that throw things off as well. Like, it's really important. Sometimes being even keel is like the best place to be, that healthy balance, you know. But yeah, the third step would be communicating, going on and attempting to communicate how you feel in a very authentic and real way without being super extra or over the top. And then after that, then the next step, the fourth thing, would be taking in what the other party gives you back, like with an open mind, because you don't have to second guess your approach anymore. You know, you approached it the best way that you could. So that means that you can hear the other party in a way where you can hear their feelings for exactly what they are, and they not diminish your feelings. Because that's the important part. Many times we have a tough time, like, finding that place of balance, because we feel that it has to be this win-lose kind of thing. Either I'm right or you're right, you know, or I'm right and you're completely wrong, or, you know, I'm wrong and you're completely right, or whatever. And it's not like that, you know. A lot of times it's just different perspectives, you know. And what we're seeking for is understanding, not to always, like, agree on the same things. It's just understanding of how each party feels. And then from there, what's the outcome? What's the conclusion? We don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree even, you know. So being able to hear the other party and what they're giving back without the filter of your own feelings, or without it diminishing how you feel. And then you can hear for what it is. And then after you gotten that information, I would say the fifth and final step would be you're putting those two perspectives together, and then you want to mirror back. You want to give back to the other party. And mirroring is giving back, or giving your, how can I put it? Is a way of recounting what the other party has given you, so that they can understand and hear clearly that you understand them. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't mean that you agree with them. That's something altogether different. When you mirror, which is when someone tells you their perspective, before you give them your response, your opinion, your two cents, you just express to them what they said to you. So you check in with them. So if a person says, you know, well, last week when you didn't call, I was just like, dang, you know, he just doesn't care. She just doesn't care. And why would you leave me hanging like that? Why would you leave me out there? Before you go, I wasn't leaving you out there, this is what I was doing. Before you do that, even if it's rational, reasonable, and even if it would solve things, you just mirror back. You say, okay, so what I understand you to be saying is that when I didn't call, this is how it made you feel. This was something, and I'm saying as far as myself, this was something that was taught to me over the past couple years, and I'm really grateful for it, because it helped with my communication style. But you mirror back to the person. So what I understand you to be saying is, when I did this, it made you feel this way. Now, one thing about that, you know, it takes humility to do that. The other thing it takes is knowing that by you doing that, and this is what helped me, by you doing that, it doesn't mean that you're saying now that you agree with what the person said. When I was practicing this, that was one thing I had to remind myself. Like, just because I'm giving back the person what they said to me, it doesn't mean I'm agreeing with them, even though it sounds like that. What I am doing is affirming what they said to me, so that they can know that I understood them clearly and that I care about understanding them. Just bottom line, you know. Hey, Sherry. So, mirroring back. So to me, the fifth step would be giving back to the other party what they've given you, as far as, you know, how they feel, or, you know, they're part of this interaction. And then you being able to give that to them. And then from there, then you expressing your feelings in relationship to that and saying, I understand that this is how you feel. That makes sense to me. So here's what it is for me, or here's the conclusion for me. And you say it without being extra, without being argumentative, without sounding like you're challenging, because you're not. It takes two people to fight. It takes, you know, it takes two to argue. You don't have to argue. You just are understanding and acknowledging how the other party feels and acknowledging how you feel. And then from there, then you can come to a conclusion. But this helps you to be authentic in all your interactions, all of them, because you don't have to worry about fronting. You know, you can just be honest and know that you can respect how you feel first and foremost, as well as how other people feel. So Sherry says, thanks. I need to remember this when talking with my mom. Sherry, who you telling? I can relate. I have family members the same way. I have to remember this because Nam Yarehikyo. You know, but I tell you this, it's been a really good time practicing. Like, and it's really, I don't know if you caught the beginning of this, Sherry, but, you know, I was saying that in the very beginning, I was saying that, you know, spoiler alert, the conclusion of this is that it's all about, it's all about raising your self-awareness around your intentions and also taking your level of ownership of your intentions to the next level. And what I mean by that is if you always are aware of what you intend and how you feel, then you can always be real, because you don't have to worry about, you don't worry so much about being judged or being misconstrued. I mean, it will happen. Sometimes it won't, though, just by you being real and being clear. People will be able to understand exactly how you feel, and it won't be fuzzy or cloudy, you know. But the second part of that is, you know, that this activity just allows you to be way more authentic. And so even if you are misrepresented, even if you are judged for how you feel, you can be detached from it and clear it up without, you know, there's this, it's about setting emotional boundaries, right? And being able to be, when you understand your boundaries, then you can be as real as real can be. Because, yeah, I have to remember this all the time. Like, I practice this daily. And I've had a lot of fun with this, because what I've noticed now is by practicing this, I've disarmed so many situations that would be like so much. Oh, it'd be tragic, you know, if I didn't know how to navigate it and know how to take control of it, if you will, you know. So, yeah, being able to be real and authentic and finding that balance, because I know that we're worried about how we make mom feel. It's only human. It's only natural, you know. It's only natural. But what you start realizing after a while is that you're not doing anybody a favor by not being real, truthful, and as honest as possible. Like, you're not doing anyone a favor by faking it even just a little bit. You're just not. And there's a difference between, you know, faking it and not being your authentic self and making a decision, a conscious decision, to be a particular way. That's really, I want to say, the conclusion of this. That's what I really mean when it comes to increased self-awareness and ownership around your intentions and the decisions that you make with those intentions. It's really like, okay, if right now I'm not going to express how I feel, I'm not going to express something that's important to me because this person doesn't respect me, or they don't know how to hold this, and so they don't have boundaries, and so they're bound to hurt my feelings or bound to do something, you know, then you are being authentic by not talking or holding a conversation, even though under normal circumstances you would, you're not being fake or inauthentic or not being yourself by not continuing to hold that conversation. Now you're being wise. That's the thing. Russell Burton, hello, brother. Thanks for hanging out. That's the thing. You're being wise. So, yeah, finding that balance. Finding that balance. But you will never do anyone a favor by not being as authentic and real and 100% like just your true self and how you feel and that kind of thing. You'll never do anybody a favor. Now, how we do that and then the expressions that we do that, that's another story. You can be yourself without being rude. And you can also know that being rude is subjective. So somebody is gonna one day misconstrue you as being rude even when you're not being rude. And you just gotta accept that that's what it is. And not even worry about it. That's life. That's how it happens. And so it is. That's what it is. You know? There's so much more happiness and harmony. And you also realize that things go much better when you just accept that. You just realize things go much better. You know, even when you have, you know, things misconstrued or even when there's miscommunications, like you're either able to let it go faster because you accept that other people just are going to feel how they feel and that's life. Or somehow you're able to actually resolve it better just because a person can really see how you feel. And maybe you learn how to articulate things, you know, even better, you know. Maybe like you learn from going through this a number of times and practicing how to communicate, how to be mindful of others, how to mirror better. Like I've learned so much and I owe so much to the people that have really like helped me with that learning, had patience with me when I couldn't understand these things and they couldn't understand me, you know. That's why, you know, my daughter said something to me the other day and it really touched my heart, y'all. Like, oh my gosh. So this was after doing a street serenade, and she hung out with me, and it was really fun. If you haven't seen it, just do a search here on either Facebook or YouTube for Erin Hill Street Serenade Foundry Row, Foundry Row. And it was with myself and Aria, and we were hanging out, and I wound up playing a song for her. It was just really sweet. Like, I love her company. And so she really appreciated hanging out with me. I told her she could go over to the stores if she wanted to, go inside and sit down and enjoy the AC and be on the phone. And she was like, "Nah, Dad, I actually wanna hear you play." Like, I'm gonna have to tag her in this video and see if she'll come out and hang out with me. But she's like, "No, I actually wanna hear you play." I was like, "Wow." So she sat down and she watched me and listened to me. And after we were done, as we were packing up, she said, "Dad," it really touched my heart. She said, "When I grow up, I want to have a personality just like you." She's like, "Just like you and mommy." But she's like, "As far as your personality, here's why I say, like, as far as you," she said, "the way that you are, like your generosity to people." And she's 13. So I'm like, "You're making me cry." Oh, I'm okay with crying, but I'm like, I gotta be able to see you, and I can't see you while you're talking if I can't stop wiping my eyes. So she said, "I want a personality like you." She said, "Because, you know, one thing I noticed about you is you're so generous to people." She said, "Even as people were going by, even if they didn't come up and give a donation, like you still went out of your way to wave at them, to say hi to them, to like greet them, to, you know." She said, "I just thought that was really, really nice." And this is the second time she's made a comment like that, you know, so it just really touched my heart. But yeah, I done forgot what I was talking about. That took my heart away, my baby girl. She's 13 now. She just had a birthday, July 13th, my cancer baby. We get along so well. So anywho, it's important to be yourself. Don't second guess yourself, you know. Find that balance. Be yourself without being an asshole. That's all it is. And just know that you can't always control when people feel like you are, even when you're not. And that's where knowing your intentions and owning them comes into play. When you really know your heart and trust your heart, you don't have to worry about how other people take things. Like, you have empathy for them. If they're happy for you and with you, you're happy with them. If they're not and they're mad at you about something, like, you just have understanding that we all are in a fog sometimes and we don't see other people's true intentions or can't accept them. Like, it's just what it is. So, anywho, that's the ramble for the day. Short story long by Aaron Hill. Drop me your thoughts on this topic, because we all deal with this every single day. So I'm curious as to what your experience is of this. Till later. Peace.